My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we feel porn is art and can help Belinda. But are stereotypes true? Listen and enjoy.
I knew you were in dire straits, so I resigned myself to re-entering porn. I do not like it. It is a bad way of life, but I loved you so much and felt your stress so much, I agreed to do it. I don't think you've ever comprehended just how much I love you and Kasia.
Wow.
I mentioned this to you when I was in Florida. She goes, yeah, I remember, but do you know how long this will take? Because I will be out of this apartment by the end of the month.
Do you know how long this is going to... I got a casserole in the oven, and I'm going to have to do my hair, so how long is this going to take? What the hell's that? How long is this going to take?
You know, I'm hurt by that, and this is all bullshit. This is all fantasy we cooked up, and I'm hurt by that line.
I know.
Really? Really?
Really?
Really? This is everything, after everything we've been through, after everything, Dick El Dorado passing away and helping each other, really?
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 Yeah.
You know?
How long is this
Well, these
take?
Are the people that told me to get over it when my friend was dead.
I know. And it was their fault.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, honey, I don't know. Porn is art.
Okay.
I'm doing this for you.
I feel like that we should be framed.
When somebody walks in, porn. Like the message of the home.
Yeah. Porn is art, not family, friends. Live, love, laugh.
No, porn.
Porn is art.
Porn is art.
Put that over the mantle.
Live, laugh, love, yeah, porn is art.
I'm deep. No, seriously, I am.
Yeah, you put it.
Suspicious stain.
Right. I just put it like the live, laugh, love, or like or the dove, or the eagle, and then porn is art. Boy, that would be like, what the fuck?
Suspicious milky white stain splashed across it.
I go, I'm doing this for you. Maybe you should let Mavis help so Kasia does not have to leave her home. We're adults. We sacrifice for those we love. She goes, I know, but I'd rather borrow from family or something than to collect anything from her. No disrespect. This girl, this character, when ever presented with options, unless it's the money.
Yep.
Were in a real relationship, I guess you would either send the money, but I would think if I was in that relationship, you know what, fuck it, bitch. If it's not that important to you, then don't worry, you know? If you can't be bothered to get off your black ass and work, then the stereotypes are true, and I can't help you.
Oh, God. No, but...
No! That was wrong, Joe. You hear what she said?
What'd she say?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Five points from Gryffindor.
We can make racial comments, but no taking the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah,
we can't
say Jesus Christ. Don't say
okay,
Jesus
but,
Christ.
Okay, but hey.
And Latter-day Saints.
Look, I drove up the thruway with a big Hashem loves me sign in my
Hashem
face. So
that's the Jewish guy. He's the guy with the long black beard in Paris.
and a big heart shape. I have never seen one of these stickers on a car before, and I was just like fascinated staring at it. So I can say God all I want.
Because we're thinking about something at the same time.
All right. She goes, okay, well, I'm sure your family will come through for you. Hopefully we will sell some porn and people will buy the movie, and then you will have your first porn check in your hand. Would you like that?
Boy, you are a creep. You're as bad as they are.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know what? Who's your daddy? All you gotta do is just be nice to one of my friends, and I'll take care of you.
She goes, I will like anything that can pay for my apartment. Well, first of all, by the end of the month, before I lose it.
By the end of the month before
I... And we're on the 20th. And by the way, we've already established she won't do anything.
No.
She'll do one thing. She'll go to Western Union and get the money.
Take a job. No.
Which is where their story falls apart.
Yeah, and it's like, how... You know what? Bitch, if you're so good at sewing, where are my damn red socks already?
Yeah. And here we got you a job sewing.
I don't want that.
I will not take a job with that scamtress. You're a fucking liar.
Yeah.
What you've done for 10 months.
Hey, sweatshop.
But even they're sitting there going, we're not going to do that.
You pretended to be a Mexican Puerto Rican. Now you're a Ghanaian. Honesty, morals, not your strength. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so she's going to lose the apartment a month. The clock is ticking.
You know, it's like, it sounds like that stupid pressure kind of thing. Like, you know, act now. There are 10 left.
The they're good at that. They're not for 1-800,
buy socks. Or we only have 10 left.
I go, well, we can't write, sell, cast, direct, and have people buy a movie in 10 days, honey. It just doesn't work that way. She goes, then what are we supposed to do now? I go, do you want me to have a lawyer call your landlord?
Dick Eldorado rides again.
She goes, and what is your lawyer going to do in this case? I don't think so. I go, try to negotiate more time and say 10 days notice is unfair. Maybe get you lower rent. How come you ask for help, I offer it, and then you never want it?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm owing the man from the last 3 months, and he wants his money by the end of the month. Even though he's going to throw me out, I don't think it's unfair.
What?
Lisa says, yank that chain, Devin. It's all about the money. She's unbelievable. It's just like, no.
Their story's falling apart.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are playing every card, and I'll like keep on turning. Go, no, here's another option. Yeah. No.
How come I offer you things, and you don't want any of them?
Which I didn't remember, but it happened in November, too, of 2012. Same type of thing.
But I think you're starting to bring them in because basically a couple of weeks ago they had no patience, no time, as every one word answer. Now, you know, you're turning them into a job fair and you're doing this and all this other shit.
Now he comes home and Belinda, the girl, goes, see? Yeah, I told
you. You think it was easy? You think you could just turn this around?
You try to have pet sex with him. I dare you. You're going to. He's that good.
You won't. All of a sudden, you'll feel ashamed and you'll wake up in the morning crying, but you will have the pet sex.
We should have a new character bug Mavis. Because when the estate was settled for Dick Eldorado,
yeah.
Dick's brother Troy is back.
Troy Eldorado?
Troy Eldorado.
Joe Curry will be adding douchebaggy names to the story.
Yeah. Troy Eldorado is a cool name.
Nobody Troy is cool.
Yeah, Troy's a cool name. Really. It wasn't the 60s, but Eldorado in the 60s. Yeah, Troy Eldorado is a cool name. That's his brother.
All right, Bobby El Camino. Can I move on?
Yes.
I go, it is your decision. I have offered you several options. You are a grown woman, so I will respect your decision either way. However, I do believe you can never, ever say to me, I do not try and help you. I think I have shown repeatedly how much I love you and value us. Don't you agree? She goes, I agree, even though none of your options has ever helped me.
Oh, no.
No, he, she didn't.
Well, you've been a pest about things.
No. Davin has thrown all kinds of ideas at this person, even if they're fake ideas for a fake person, but he's trying to navigate
this situation.
Yeah,
but you got to understand, they just want money.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.